Welcome to the Upper Register, your online resource for Reformed Biblical Theology. My name is Dr. Charles Lee Irons. Perhaps you're wondering what Reformed Biblical Theology is. So let me give you a brief introduction, and you can view this video as a channel intro. Let me begin by explaining what I don't mean by biblical theology. First of all, I don't mean modernist versions of biblical theology. There are various modernist versions of biblical theology out there that all stem from an assumption of higher criticism, that is, views of Scripture that are not consistent with our view that Scripture is divinely inspired. And in this understanding of biblical theology, the Bible contains conflicting theologies from various human authors. There's the theology of Isaiah and the theology of Paul. There's even the theology of Deutero-Isaiah. And that is a modernist perspective on biblical theology. That's not what I have in mind. Even the canonical theology of Brevard Childs, which is closer to the truth, is essentially modernist in that it accepts and presupposes the higher critical views of the origin of Scripture, and thus it finds unity in Scripture in an arbitrary way by simply assuming that the canon is somehow authoritative but not inspired. Another thing I don't mean by biblical theology is I don't mean the theology that is biblical. In that sense of the word biblical, we just mean biblical in a normative sense, to say that, you know, we're talking about the theology that is true to the Bible, that is scriptural or correct. But that's not what I'm referring to when I use the word biblical theology. Both biblical theology and systematic theology strive to be biblical in that normative sense of being true to the Bible. But both systematic theology and biblical theology are theological disciplines that take the raw material of Scripture and then analyze it, organize it, and interpret it. So what do I mean by biblical theology then? And here I am indebted to Gerhardus Voss, the father of Reformed biblical theology. He was a professor of biblical theology at Princeton Theological Seminary from 1892 till his retirement in 1932, and he died in 1949. Voss argued that biblical theology is a subdiscipline of exegetical theology. And just in case you need a refresher, we could talk about the other disciplines of theology. There is exegetical theology, covering both the Old Testament and the New Testament. There is systematic theology. That's pretty well known. When we talk about systematic theology, we're talking about the theology that is organizing the Scripture according to topics. There's historical theology and church history, which are distinct fields, but usually they're connected together in the departments of a seminary. Historical theology and church history are more historical disciplines that are simply looking at what was taught in the church. What did Augustine believe? What did Calvin believe? The confessions and creeds and so on. So there's exegetical theology, systematic theology, historical theology, practical theology, which deals with practical issues such as preaching and counseling, worship, and then there's apologetics. Apologetics might be under practical theology. Some would separate it out more as an introduction. In any case, those are the main disciplines of the main departments of a seminary. And biblical theology, then, according to Voss, is a subdiscipline that falls under exegetical theology. Some of the other subdisciplines of exegetical theology would be canonics. You know, how do we know what the canon of the Old Testament is, the canon of the New Testament? Introduction fits under this. Introduction is the study of each book of the Bible in terms of authorship, dating, and so on. There's also hermeneutics. Hermeneutics is more the philosophy of interpretation, how you interpret Scripture. And then there's actual exegesis under exegetical theology, which is, you know, like writing commentaries or writing exegetical papers or exegeting a specific passage. So those are some of the other subdisciplines. Biblical theology fits alongside those as a subdiscipline of exegetical theology. Voss gave several definitions of biblical theology, his early definition and his later definition. His early definition was in 1894. In his inaugural address, the idea of biblical theology as a science and as a theological discipline. In that address, he defined biblical theology as the exhibition of the organic progress of supernatural revelation in its historic continuity and multiformity. So, kind of breaking that down, biblical theology is the discipline that exhibits, that shows how supernatural revelation has organically progressed and how it's done so in its continuity and multiformity. So continuity, meaning that which is the same, that which continues, and multiformity, which is the differences and the developments and the discontinuities. That's a good definition. Later in 1948, just before his death, when he published Biblical Theology, Old and New Testaments, in chapter one of that book, which is devoted to the nature and method of biblical theology, he gave a shorter definition, which is nice. He called it the history of special revelation. So if you're a little bit confused by the jumble of words and the long definition, that's a nice succinct one. The history of special revelation. But we need to make two important clarifications. Clarification number one is that special revelation isn't just God's words, but it also includes his deeds. Special revelation includes God's mighty deeds of salvation and judgment. I mean, just think in the Bible of these great events like the Exodus, or God revealing himself in the Theophany at Mount Sinai and giving the law, or the conquest of Canaan, or the miracles of Jesus. These are God's mighty deeds of salvation and judgment in history. And so special revelation isn't just simply the text of Scripture or the words of the prophets, but it also includes the deeds of God. In fact, Voss has a very interesting observation. He points out that whenever God does a mighty deed, he always brings preparatory words to prepare for it and then interpreting words after it. So, for example, if we think of the miracles and ministry of Jesus, those are the mighty deeds of God in the ministry of Jesus, the incarnation, the miracles, the death and resurrection of Christ. But you have words that prepare for that, and you also have words that interpret it that come after. The words that prepare for it, of course, are all the Old Testament, all the prophets that are looking ahead to the sufferings and the glory of Christ. But then after, and then Christ comes and does his work, but then after Christ ascends into heaven, you have some more words, the interpreting words of the epistles and the apostles as they look back upon what God did in Christ. So it's word and deed together. In fact, even the deeds of God are only known to us insofar as they're narrated in Scripture. And Scripture does not give us the kind of objective reporting that we might think of as, like, you know, a news reporter or a video recording of the event. Scripture gives us theologically interpreted history. Even as it's narrating these events, it's doing so with a theological lens and with a theological point. So word and deed go hand in hand, and we could then use this other phrase, word and deed revelation, with hyphens, word hyphen and hyphen deed revelation, as a substitute for special revelation, just to clarify what we mean by it. The second clarification is that when Voss gave that shorter definition, the history of special revelation, not only does that mean the history of God's word and deed revelation, but also it's important that we understand that biblical theology is a theological discipline. It's not merely the study of biblical history. The focus of biblical theology is on discerning the theological organism. That was one of Voss's favorite words. The theological organism of God's revelation in history. Biblical theology isn't just the study of the events of biblical history, you know, the date of the Exodus, the list of the kings of Israel, and the list of the kings of Judah. That's more like archaeology. Biblical theology is deeper than that. Biblical theology is a theological discipline that focuses on seeing the theological significance of things, of seeing the theological relationships and connections. For example, when we read the prophets, like the great prophets like Isaiah and so on, and they talk about the exile of Israel and then the restoration of Israel after that, they speak of the restoration of Israel as a new exodus. So when we're looking at the restoration of Israel in terms of the new exodus, we're not just talking about the post-exilic period narrated for us in Ezra and Nehemiah and Haggai and so on, but we're looking at the meaning of what took place there in the post-exilic period. That it's being viewed in terms of a new exodus, which harks back to the original exodus. And so there's theological connections and relationships that are being evaluated and analyzed, and connections that are being made when we do biblical theology. So here's my definition of biblical theology. I've basically cobbled together different phrases and things that Voss said. I would say this: biblical theology is the theological discipline which studies the organic progress of God's word and deed revelation in history. Let me say that again. Biblical theology is the theological discipline which studies the organic progress of God's word and deed revelation in history. Now, I mentioned that at the very beginning that I want to address what is Reformed biblical theology. That's the tagline of my channel. So why do I add that qualifier, Reformed? Well, I think of Reformed as something that provides two elements to the discipline of biblical theology, two aspects. The first is I view Reformed theology as a boundary, and the second is I view Reformed theology as a resource. So Reformed theology, which is the theology of the Reformed confessions, the Westminster Standards, the Three Forms of Unity, the Reformed theology is a boundary that helps us to do biblical theology in a proper way. Reformed theology, as summarized in the Reformed confessions, provides boundaries or guardrails to keep biblical theology from going off into error. And this can happen very subtly because some people mistakenly put biblical theology and systematic theology in tension with one another. Even sometimes they'll even oppose them and say, you know, systematic theology is bad because it's abstract or it's just logical or not relational or something like that. And then they'll say, but biblical theology is better because it provides us with this perspective. And they place those two things in tension or even opposition to one another, and I don't want to do that. I'm going to be doing, in this channel, I'm going to be doing Reformed theology. Sorry, I'm going to be doing biblical theology, but using Reformed theology as a boundary to keep us within the circle of Reformed orthodoxy. But secondly, I don't view Reformed theology merely as a boundary. I also view it as a resource. It has something positive to say. It's not simply a negative thing to keep us out or keep us away from error. It's also a positive thing. Reformed theology itself provides substantial theological resources for doing biblical theology. And one way that we can see that is that what is one of the most important contributions of Reformed theology? Isn't it covenant theology? I wouldn't say, as some people, that Reformed theology is covenant theology, because there's more to it than that. But covenant theology is very much at the heart of Reformed theology. And so, because Reformed theology so strongly emphasizes covenants and God's making these covenants with his people throughout history, it naturally provides us with some helpful resources for doing biblical theology. And this makes sense, right? Because the history of special revelation is marked by these epics that are created by the various divine covenants that are revealed in Scripture. We begin with the covenant of works in the garden, And then after the fall, we see God revealing the first promise of the gospel in Genesis 3:15, which is traditionally understood as the beginning of the covenant of grace. There's also the covenant of common grace later on with Noah, and so on and so forth. There's these various epics of history that are marked by these covenant transactions. And so it wouldn't be a surprise then that covenant theology would be a helpful resource for doing biblical theology. In fact, we could almost argue that biblical theology did not begin with Gerhardus Voss. It actually began with covenant theology. Covenant theology is sort of the precursor to biblical theology. Covenant theology technically falls under systematic theology, and that's how it's been traditionally discussed. But because of its connection to these biblical covenants as they're revealed throughout Scripture, covenant theology provides us with the seeds of biblical theology. Meredith Klein, in his magnum opus, Kingdom Prologue, said this. He said, taking the kingdom of God as our central organizing theme, we inevitably find ourselves involved, fully involved, he says, with the subject of the divine covenants of Scripture. For to follow the course of the kingdom is to trace the series of covenants by which the Lord administers his kingdom. So Klein, in his book there, he's dealing with the kingdom of God as his overarching theme, but he's also tracing the history of the kingdom of God, this eschatological movement of the kingdom of God from creation to consummation. And as you trace that development and that movement, you can't help but end up discussing covenants, because the covenants are the means that God uses to administer the kingdom as it develops from creation to the post-fall covenant of grace to the Israelite theocracy, and then to the fulfillment in Christ. So, putting it all together then, what is Reformed biblical theology? I define it as the theological discipline which studies the organic progress of God's word and deed revelation in history, using Reformed theology as both a boundary and a resource. So that's what this channel is all about. And I'm hoping that I'll be able to do videos that study any and all facets of biblical theology. We could look at big picture things, we could look at micro issues, we could look at specific themes. But we're going to do so within the boundaries of the Reformed confessions. And we're also going to be using Reformed covenant theology as a resource to build upon. And so there'll be a lot of discussion of covenant theology then as well. And another thing that I want to bring up is that I also believe that biblical theology is a useful tool that can help us to resolve many of the theological debates that we have in the church. You know, there's debates over the proper subjects of baptism. There's debates over two kingdoms versus transformationalism. There's debates over amillennialism versus postmillennialism, things of that nature. And I think that biblical theology can be a helpful tool to help us. Maybe it doesn't answer these debates. I mean, debates are debates, so they're never going to be completely answered, right? We're never all going to come to a complete agreement. But it can help us to get some insight and to have a better understanding of what's at stake. Too often in these debates, you end up with proof texting battles. And so each side will bring up their proof texts. And that can be scriptural proof texts. It can also be, you know, Reformed theologians. And they just hurl proof texts at each other. But we need to go deeper than that and look at the overall picture, the big picture of God's covenantally administered kingdom from creation to consummation. And I believe that if we do that, if we kind of step back and instead of just focusing on the bark on the trees, you know, the proof texts, we can kind of step back and look at the whole forest, and we can see the whole shape of things and the geography and the landscape and the mountains and so on. And biblical theology will help us to do that. That if we do that, that will help us to better answer some of these debates and come to some firmer positions on them. So that's what this channel is about, Reformed biblical theology, and I hope that you will subscribe and join me as we explore God's word together.